I want to start this episode out by saying, Lungus just slapped the shit out of me. you guys know it's Oscar season, so we got to do the Star Wars Oscars. Welcome back to Chatooine, everyone. I'm your host, Star Wars Only, joined with Darth Daddy Lunga and Goldman. We're back to the old crew yet again. I don't know we were 2 weeks, but Palpamemes was also gone. Whatever the what happened that he really wanted to talk about? Was it Kenobi? Was that the last time we did a show?
Yeah, it was. It was when the
it's been three weeks.
It's when the Kenobi trailer. It's when the Kenobi trailer came out, and he couldn't.
Yeah, he's been gone.
Come on,
dang, poor Palpamemes.
He's holding out for a raise. I respect it.
Well, if only we ever had money on this channel. Clearly, we don't. You can't even run things from my end of the fucking world. But if you guys are new here on Chatooine, we always have technical difficulties, but we talk about news, topics, debate, and simply chat about Star Wars. Follow us on Spotify. Leave us a 5-star review if you guys are listening to the podcast on there. And if you guys are watching the stream, leave a like, leave a comment, engage with us in the live chat. Today, because maybe it's a personal feeling, I feel like there's not much going on in the world of Star Wars. But you know what? Nope. Before we get into like the topics, because today we do want to go over the Star Wars Oscars, which was this thing on Twitter hosted by the Star Wars Twitter account, Star Wars Stuff, I think is what it's called. They're pretty popular. I really like them. It's a simple Star Wars media page. They held the Oscars, and we're gonna go through and tell you why all the winners were wrong.
they'll give our picks. For what should have been, or they'll you two will give what your opinions are, and I'll give the right answer.
Oh, the right, yes, of course.
That feels reversed to me.
It feels
backwards. It's two against one today, so
I'm the first one to ever hate The Last Jedi, all right? So I was right about something in the Star Wars fandom when it came to historical stuff, but over the past, 2 to 3 weeks since we've done things, the Kenobi trailer came out. Yes. There's a lot of like hype and kind of like leaks from it. I think we even talked about like Darth Maul last time about him being in the show. And I think like literally that next week they had so many like random, like one exclusive from Hollywood Reporter was like, this source is saying this, but another source is saying this is not accurate, that there was no plan for Darth Maul. And then Pablo came out and he was like, this is bullshit. And that was a whole nother ordeal. But none of that was that interesting. Like, I feel like the only cool thing going on in Star Wars right now is the video game coming out next week, the Lego Star Wars Saga.
You know it. Game of the year. Goldman's
thanks. It was fun being here. Thank you guys for watching. I'm out.
Guys, when I found out that Claude was going to be a playable character in this game, I lost my mind. I was so happy. That was like my Christmas. That was the Goldman Christmas. I got Claude in Lego Star Wars. Is there anything better? Is there anything better? I just don't know.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Exactly.
Well, before we get into the Star Wars,
I don't know. I've had a kidney stone, which is incredibly painful, and that sounds more enjoyable to me.
Holy right shit! Now. You had a kidney stone? Damn.
Yeah.
Well, you are ago. Old.
I had it when I was young, dude. I had it like when I was like 29, 30. I mean, it wasn't like
shit.
Yeah.
We got some time, Star Wars Only.
I got.
We got some time until we reach Lunga's younger years. So,
we're just fucking 30s. Jesus, man. I don't want to talk about the age thing. I was like thinking about being 30. We talked about like Star Wars Eclipse being delayed. Like me and Goldman will pretty much be at 30 by the time that game comes out. Lungo will have retired from Star Wars entirely.
Actually, speaking of Star Wars Eclipse, this could be a this could be a topic if we run out of ideas. But supposedly, like a Chinese company bought Quantic Dream.
It was on the
Star Wars leak subreddit. It said, what is it? NetEase Games bought or plans on acquiring Quantic Dream.
Oh, plans, okay.
Okay, plans. Yeah, it's not a done deal.
Yeah.
Well,
allegedly.
So interesting.
Talks about talking in meetings.
They are a Chinese internet technology company.
I don't know how that's gonna mix well with the Star Wars fan. I could see the fandom menace being like, China,
China
taking over Star Wars.
they'll be able to make the game at a fraction of the cost and give us high quality because they only pay their workers, you know, 30 cents an hour. So, you know, I guess we'll be okay.
You can't be discriminatory against one race of people, which is the Chinese out there in China. They're just going to have them work on the game. The guy who the fucked up CEO is going to go out there and he's going to be like, we don't make our games for those gays or something. And the Chinese people will be like, sure, you know, whatever you say. I don't speak English. Grumble, thank you.
We make game for everybody. You buy and, we good come by
and we wonder why Star Wars Celebration doesn't invite us to the podcast stuff. We just got canceled right there.
a little racist. Yeah, I know.
No, we all need it, and we're all no one knows my race.
Whoa, thankfully, so said, we need racism. Whoa.
Oh shit, there we go.
Clip it. Clip it.
We're over.
Yeah, that's it. All right, well, speaking of over, the Oscars are over. The Oscars are completely over, and the Star Wars Oscars happened on Twitter, and I normally don't care about these things, but I did vote. I will admit I voted on this. I'll do the screen share thing. God help me if my internet holds up for it, because I have it up here.
I didn't even know it was a thing, to be honest.
Question, is the screen share, are you going to show us like all the awards at once? I don't want to be spoiled. I want to be revealed to.
Oh, shit. Let me.
I want it to be yeah, like okay, dramatic.
I will do what I can.
Goldman wants the opening of the envelopes.
Yeah, there we go.
And the winner is.
And then you know, we should have done a Chatooine show Oscars.
You know, that's not a bad idea.
Best, what do we call ourselves? I don't know. Chatooine host. Most biased, dumbest.
That's not a bad idea. We'll have to like put on suits and a tie. Star Wars only can just keep his logo. Just put a tie under it.
Yeah, put a tie. Oh man. Okay, well we can go through these beautiful. God, how do they do that? I've never actually sat down and watched the Oscars, but the Oscar nominations, like the categories are best film, it's best Star Wars film.
There's like a different actor that goes up and like you know preach tell a category. Joke, they'll do something. Right. Yeah, they'll preach, and then they're like, here are the nominees for best blank. And then they'll reveal the nominees, then they'll reveal the winner, and then the group of people or person comes up, they start crying, and they give a speech. And if we're lucky, someone will get slapped. So,
right hand of God, if I had the George Lucas money of the world, I would pay to like host the Star Wars Oscars. Like I'd get the CGI sets and I'd have Jar Jar as like the presenter, and he's like, Misa to propose, and then like has like the big fucking shit in the background. It would not work, but I think
I'd want Boston Ass to be the host.
Oh my god. Every time he does an answer, like before every time he introduces somebody
and presenting the award. For best Star Wars film.
Oh God!
George Lucas.
Star Wars.
He would give a rant about why his was better or something. He'd be like, it's
thank you.
Just to prank George when he reveals the winner, have it be one of the Disney films. You're like, what the fuck is shit?
when I first made Star Wars, you know, over 40 years ago, I never dreamed it would grow to the immense size that it is now, and all the amazing things that have happened. And all the fuck ups that have happened since I sold it,
and all the wonderful things that's happened too. I like what Exalted said in the chat. Except it should be Palpamimes, where it's like Lunga roasts Ray, and then Palpamimes like, "Keep my wife's name out your mouth,
out your fucking
there you go.
Mouth."
Exactly.
Yeah. I could see that
would actually Jesus. Work. That would actually
be amazing. Well. The categories clearly are best Star Wars film, best Star Wars director, best Star Wars TV series, best Star Wars actor, best Star Wars actress, best scene in Star Wars, best performance in Star Wars, best lightsaber duel, best droid, best cinematography, best planet, best friendship, best romance, best score, best villain, and best Jedi. I dislike how they say villain, but they don't put Sith, or they put best Jedi, but they don't put like best hero. Like I feel like you can change that up a little bit. But anywho. I will say I unfortunately do not have the list of what was in the poll because it was it was like a Google form. So like I couldn't like I didn't think to screenshot it ahead of time or something. Like someone has it on the side over here, which this is the best romance category, which I'm sorry. This can't be our romance. First topic.
Ben Solo and Ray, love to see it. Where's there we go. I'd vote for Lando and L3. That's what I'd vote for.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. That wasn't even real. That wasn't even real.
Why? She said I didn't see. Put it back up. I didn't see all of them.
You didn't see Goldman and Claude on there?
Yeah, yeah. You went pretty quick there. Half of these are garbage right off
the bat. That's what I'm saying. Is like, how many, like, if you think about the best romance in Star Wars, like half of the, you don't think of Beckett and Val. Like, who the fuck? No. Like, Val died like 20 minutes into the movie. Rose Tico and Finn. Like, who, like, why would you even put this as an option? That's not a romance. That is,
no,
that's awkward.
It was a fan romance, just like Poe and Finn.
Yeah, Rose was fanning out for Finn. That's what it was. She was the simp. Poe Dameron and Zori Bliss, they had like 10 minutes together, and he gave her like the little, you want to do it eyes at the end of Rise of Skywalker. Yeah. Funny.
And they talked about their hookups, you know, from years past. That's basically what.
Yeah, yeah. Great relationship. You know, one night stands for the next 10 fucking years. Poe Dameron and Finn. I mean, that's a bold one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's cute. What, it's funny. I like it. But
what one did? What's the order that we're gonna do this? Like,
I'm just gonna go. Okay. So I guess spoiler alert for fucking Goldman over here. I'm gonna scroll up to possibly look at these. Voting is closed. Results time. So we can go up in order, and it'll go through like best droid and everything. But yes, let's give ours. Let's see.
Okay, runner up.
So we're gonna start. Top left down and then top right down once we're done with the left side. All right. So best film. I don't think I need to give you the list of films. We all know the films.
Should I be really annoying? Because usually best film is for last. So should we do that one last, or are we still gonna do that?
Yeah. You know, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Let's from bottom right up and then bottom left up.
That makes me much more happy.
All right, good. Best droid. All right, I'm gonna give my pick first. We'll do the clockwise like normal. Lunga's next, and then Goldman. Best droid, R2-D2. No questions asked. Iconic, cute. He's got some sass to him. Can't complain.
Best droid. You know what? Am I allowed to choose the battle droids from the Clone Wars as a whole?
It would be him who had to think about it and be unique.
Yeah.
Me and Lunger, like, R2-D2, he's like, let me think about this. Who is the best droid? What does a droid do?
Oh, wait, no, I changed my mind. I'm sorry. I'm going to go with AP-5. He's the Squidward droid from Star Wars Rebels.
The fuck? Rebels droid? You don't even go with Chopper?
No,
you go with some fucking obscure.
He's not obscure. He had a very emotional episode. Remember when he dies and he's like, he's actually suicidal.
I don't remember this droid.
Okay. I'll show you a picture. AP5. Remember, he's the one that he's basically Squidward. AP5. Star Wars.
How many episodes was he in? Was he in one episode?
No.
Lunga, this was the one who was tripping balls when he was out in space, floating by himself. He was like, I see the.
He's literally floating in the abyss of space. He's so happy that he gets saved. He's like, no.
Goldman is the guy that votes for you're the guy that votes for the green candidate every election.
Oh my god.
That's what you are.
He's actually
he's like, I'm not wasting my vote. Gary Johnson's got a chance.
This guy is actually the best droid, all right. Yeah, remember when he was up floating in space with the space bird?
Oh my god. No. No, oh
yes, he's my vote. AP5.
No,
okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Are we
gonna give our own we're giving our own answers? Are we gonna reveal the winner of each category, or are we gonna give our own answers for everything and then see the winners?
The latter. Well, I'm not I'm not gonna click in and out of all this.
I'd like to give a runner up too as well. Oh, R2-D2, and my runner-up would be K2SO.
Okay,
I'm sticking
with AB5. Fair.
Yeah, I got no runner-up.
Not even a runner-up. Not even. No one's even close. No. There's him, and then everybody else.
The runner-up is the battle droids. Not from the movies. Only from the Clone Wars.
Get the fuck out of here, Jesus! They were fine in Revenge of the Sith too. Sorry, or you're welcome. That was funny. All right, best cinematography. This is not a hard choice, but because of I remember getting upset because Revenge, we won't even talk about it, but Last Jedi is my best cinematography. I hate the movie with a fucking passion, but good God, does Rian Johnson know how to tell his DP what to do?
I would agree.
I agree.
Last Jedi. Okay. Hey.
Wow.
Imagine that. The Last Jedi won an award and it was unanimous.
Yeah, listen, imagine we unanimously agree on something about The Last Jedi in a positive light, too.
My runner-up would be Rogue One. Rogue One's very well shot as well.
Yeah, it is.
You know what? That's surprising. I'm not gonna say that's surprising. I never think of Rogue One as a great movie with cinematography because it is. Like, it absolutely is, and it honestly is number two, top three. For me, when I think of like the next best film for cinematography, I really do think of Empire Strikes Back, and I think a lot of it is because like when you look at the original films, Lucas wasn't a big fan of like master shots, but Irvin Kershner was, and I feel like that alone kind of separated Empire. But anyways, best cinematography, I think we all agree, is The Last Jedi. Best planet. They gave a certain list of planets. I'm gonna have a hard time remembering any of them.
There's so many.
And I mean, when you think of like the best, it's like, what do you use to quantify it? Like, where do you want to live or what's your favorite? So I just went off of like what my favorite would be. And for me, almost all of my life, I have thought of Coruscant because I thought like the best opportunity for me to either get off planet or live a life, be close to the Jedi, even kind of be close to the Sith, just kind of be where everything's at. Coruscant seems to be the center of the galaxy. So that's my pick.
The one I thought that was, I always enjoyed watching, we've seen it a few times, honestly, and it never got any real love, and it was a main planet, was Yavin 4.
Yavin 4, wow. Interesting pick.
Best planet. Like, this is a tough one because I don't know. Best planet? If I had to live somewhere, I don't know. Part of me would want to live somewhere that's like unique that you couldn't go to Earth. But realistically, maybe Naboo. I think Naboo's very pretty. So,
oh, yeah. Naboo and Alderaan are like the peaceful ones that I think you could probably.
I mean, hey, Naboo was so like romantic that even Anakin was able to hook up with Padme. So I'll go with
Naboo. Reminds you of the Tuscan countryside.
No, the Tuscan country, the frolicking in the fields.
Yes.
Whatever, big pig house. It was that. Yeah, whatever the fuck that was. He falls over and fakes a.
My runner-up is Kashyyyk, but only in the holiday special.
Oh, Jesus, you and your fucking runner-ups with these Kashyyyk. All right, I get it. You like Wookiees. You have a good relationship.
Longa brought up runner-ups, not me. I'm just piggybacking off that.
All right. Well, considering Goldman's friendships with these Wookiees, what was Yoda say? He's like, a good relationship I have with the Wookiees. What is the best friendship in Star Wars? I think just immediately off the bat, it is Han Solo and Chewbacca. I think a lot of people would pick like Anakin and Obi-Wan, which baffles me because they hate each other pretty much throughout the entire movies. I don't think they've said a good word about each other through most of those movies. But Han and Chewbacca, and then he says, "I hate you" right after. So good dynamic right there. I'm going Han and Chewbacca, classic. They literally can read each other's minds, and they have like the unspoken language with each other. Absolutely love it. I mean.
And there's the loyalty. The loyalty between those two is tremendous. And like, I know, you know, whole thing is, oh, Chewie, you know, was with him because of life debt, right? He paid that life debt back 100 times over.
Well, you don't even think of it like that either, you know? Like, when you see them on screen, you don't think of it like, oh, Chewie owes him something. And it's, you know, the joke is like Chewbacca being Han's dog, but I mean, Chewie has a conscience. He speaks. He has his own personality. Like, they understand each other on such a fundamental level. There's like a shorthand between them that only comes from a lifetime of experience together.
But I think that's the point too. Like by the time we get to Star Wars, the life debt, like I said, has been paid over 100 times over probably at that point. He's there because they're friends and they're loyal and they care about each other.
Yeah.
And even after so, life debt, he stayed because that's his buddy.
Is that your pick too, Longa? Best friendship?
Yeah, that's mine as well. Han and Chewie.
I'll be unoriginal. I'll go Han and Chewbacca as well. But a close second would have to be Jar Jar and Boss Nass. I think they have a great friendship as well. So
that is not a friendship.
No.
You remember when Boss Nass promoted Jar Jar to general and Jar Jar passed out? That was a real bonding moment.
I also remember at the beginning of the movie
after when he banished Jar Jar him, executed. Yeah, he was banished, dude.
it's called character development.
Does Claude have a best friend?
Oh, yes. What's his
name? Oh, I know. Here we go. That's Claude and Goldman.
No, Claude. And, that's the best friend. We're going to go in canon. It's Claude and Beaumont King. He was the guy that was played by Mary from Lord of the Rings. Remember they hug at the end of the movie?
Ah.
No, that'll be number three.
Relationships we've seen him have, so that's unfortunate for Claude, but we know he has Goldman always. Best romance. All right. Now, this is where things can get, I guess you can say, touchy.
I have a question.
I have an answer.
Like, when I saw the one list of entries you gave for whichever one it was, it was best romance.
Yeah.
It was mostly movies and TV shows and animated. Are we including, like, EU? Are we including books?
I would say no.
Characters that we
I would
haven't
say no.
seen in?
You can use one. You can use one as an honorable mention, and if you really think it, like, there's a romance in the expanded universe that is so top notch, it beats like any other number one. Then go ahead, add it. But mine is simple.
Well, yeah.
Damn, Han Solo again. Han and Leia. Like, you talk about, like, it is.
Nope. The sequels ruined it.
Okay, well that's fair, but that, to me, the sequels is the relationship is already kind of over. But, like, when you see them falling in love in the original trilogy, in Empire Strikes Back specifically, and even the bit at like the beginning of Return of the Jedi, where he's like, you know, who are you, and she's like, someone who loves you, like that immediate recognition and everything, or just the dialogue that they had when they first kissed on the Falcon on the asteroid field and whatnot, like that stuff's still powerful. That stuff's still like iconic. Love dialogue and everything, and kind of like Irvin Kershner described it, he's like, I wanted something that, like, you know, it was lovey, but it wasn't like smoochy or anything like that. Like,
I'd
they talked like real
Wookie.
People.
Yeah,
it wasn't, I mean, they talked like real people, in my opinion, falling in love, where it's like, it's some of it's sarcastic, it's bitter, but at the end of the day, like, they have that deep love for each other that it felt genuine, and probably because, you know, Carrie and Harrison were playing hide the pickle behind the scenes, but still, it doesn't matter. But go ahead, Longo. What's your
unfortunately, you know, it got ruined for me. It really did. It
sucks
did.
To suck.
The fact that they grew apart and that love that we saw in the original one, which is so great, could easily fall apart that way. Now, I get it. Oh, realistically, that happens. Sure. Great. But the ones that it happens to, you don't call them the great romances of all time. You don't. If you want to talk about what's the greatest romance is the ones that last, man. They got to last. If they don't last, how can it be that anymore? It got ruined for me. If the sequels ever happened, I would say yeah. But it didn't. So if I had to add one, you said one that was great that wasn't it, Luke and Mara Jade.
They tried to kill each other, but okay. Well, she tried to kill him.
So my pick is gonna be Kanan and Hera from Rebels.
I could go with that one too.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
Or we could do the Rancor and the shirtless guy. That was a pretty intense romance.
That's a deep one. You don't cry like that unless you love something. That hit hard. All right. So we're all on differing romance picks pretty much, but
yes.
Best score. This is going to be hard because there's so many Star Wars scores, and I, truthfully, being the fucking big fan that I am, people are going to hate me for this because you get shit for not knowing every Star Wars score ever or anything and everything about Star Wars. I don't know the names of a lot of them. I think I voted for Duel of the Fates, the battle between Darth Maul, Qui-Gon, and Obi-Wan. That one really, to me, captures Star Wars. I hear that anytime, and like, it does get the blood boiling. There's the iconic Imperial March and everything stuff that's good, but Duel of the Fates for me.
For best score, it's Duel of the Fates. It's tremendous. Close second, real close second to me is the. It's called the Force. Is it called the Force theme? Right, Luke's theme, the slow one.
I think so. Duh, like
probably yeah. There's
yeah, that's
maybe
the Force.
Maybe it's the main. Maybe it's the main title. I don't know. Well, then the main title's the
that's the main title. No,
yeah,
the slow.
My
the one you hear like the beginning of everything. It's Star Wars, pretty much. You know, I think it's called the Force theme. That would be that's almost tied. But Duel of the Fates is so exciting. It's so dramatic, and the chanting and the quiet. It's just
What I like about Duel of Fates is that it's like some of the, like the one with Luke or even like even Leia's or some even Rey. Like I like Rey's theme. They're good for like 30 seconds to like a minute of it. Like it has like a main sequence in it that you're like, this is great. And then the rest is just kind of fine or maybe a little bit forgettable or just kind of continues on. Like the ending song to every Star Wars movie, whenever it ends, is like, and then like kind of slows down. It's great. But Duel of Fates, the entire time I'm engaged. What about you, Goldman? What's your favorite?
So I have two that are very close. But if I had to pick one, it would be the Force theme. I like my favorite Star Wars themes. When I said best score, I thought it meant like the best movie with the best score, but I guess it means just best individual theme. So it either have to be the Force theme or Across the Stars. That's Anakin and Padme's theme. I love that track from Attack of the Clones.
That is a very good. That is like a good love song for Star Wars. Probably the best one that they have.
Yeah. So. But if I had to pick one, it would be the Force theme.
Yeah. Yeah, because that is what it's called, Long of the Force theme. So if we did get to like the specific movie that has the best score, because I think that does make the choice harder, which movie would you guys pick?
I think I'd pick Empire.
Okay.
Empire.
I'm gonna throw a twist here. Revenge of the Sith. Wow. The Plagueis has like some of like the Padme and Anakin stuff in there, and I mean it kind of has a mix of everything, but also like the final duel between Anakin and Obi-Wan that adds to it. There's a lot of excitement. Like General Grievous his chase when Obi-Wan chases Grievous down like the ramp thing, like the theme to that, awesome as well. So I would go Revenge of the Sith for my favorite score out of everything. Best villain. This is a slam dunk.
Listen, Star Wars is a slam dunk,
but I feel like there's two picks. Like some people are going to pick Palpatine for sure. I feel like Vader is like the safest choice.
Mm-hmm.
Palpatine's he orchestrated everything. I mean, some people may even I know it'd be a low pick. I think some people could even argue that like maybe Thrawn is a better villain. I don't see it, but I think there would be people who argue. That
there's so many. I mean,
yeah, there's great villains.
Even new stuff.
Moff Gideon.
Moff Gideon is fucking great.
Kylo Ren.
Oh come on, we said villains.
Yeah.
Is Kylo Ren not a villain? He is a main antagonist.
He can be main antagonist and not like necessarily be the villain. He doesn't fuck up shit.
The only thing
he
had to his resume was supposedly killing all the students, which he didn't do.
See, we find out later. Best villain. So
that's literally fine. All he had. Well, anyway, Kylo Ren the blowing up the planets because that wasn't him really.
Well, is your criteria for best villain like what who's accomplished the most?
No, but it's like I want to feel like he's the villain. I felt like with Kylo Ren, I was like, it's not like watching the villain and being like, oh my god, what's he gonna do next? It's like, oh, like I'm you're invested in the story. You're like, oh, he's gonna turn back eventually. We all know what's gonna happen here. So Kylo. I'm just saying that to me.
He's not my pick, by the way. But he'd probably be my second pick if I had to.
Oh, second. Okay. Interesting. So my first pick,
Vader.
Vader. Wait, fuck! I missed yours long ago. You said Vader as well. I think I'm going with Vader, yeah. I'm going Palpatine. Man, that guy carries a fucking scene. I do. I love the planning to it. I love the behind the scenes work that he does. I love how he manipulates this 9-year-old child. Like this man is committed. He's like, I'm going to. Oh Jesus! Honey, don't mention that with the Oscars. All right, and that's not something we're allowed to hear.
Now here's the thing:
is Drake in the audience?
You're also drawing a lot of history though from EU. If you think about just the movies, yes, he was in basically more movies than anyone, if you think about it. However, it starts with him as a senator becoming the emperor, and then the emperor, and then a little bit of him in the sequels. The early stuff, which is really the intriguing stuff, isn't in any of the movies.
That's a good point. It's all and plus, like, if we go off of like what the emperor really does, like as evil, you have Revenge of the Sith, a little bit of Empire, Return of the Jedi, and Rise of Skywalker. All those scenes combined, to me, are some of the most powerful scenes in Star Wars, which makes him probably the better villain. But I guess I'll concede. Yeah, best villain would be Darth Vader at the end, because even with him, the second he walks into that frame in A New Hope, you know immediately this guy is like the big baddie, and he's the most iconic villain of all time. Like, there's no doubt about it.
I got to push back on this one comment from Michael Gonzalez. He goes, "Palpatine was corny in the prequels." Listen, we know what the prequels are, right? Even though we have love for certain parts, we're not blind to what the prequels were. However, I would argue Emperor Palpatine in the original trilogy was actually more corny than Senator Palpatine in the prequels.
I would say it's even, because like the only some of the corny things I think about for Palpatine in the original trilogy is when he's like, "And I'm afraid the shield will be quite operational when your friends arrive," and like he says,
"I love villain dialogue. I love villain monologues. It's so funny, I need those."
It's like when he's like, he tells Luke, he's like, "And now, young Skywalker, you will die." That's the funniest shit to me.
You will but die.
Him in the prequels, though, like he that little gasp he does before he like tries to stab Mace Windu when they're by the window, like
you will die.
That's so fucking. Or like even when like Yoda like shoots him with like the Force push, and he just sits there and he just falls. Or the best part is when he's yawning and he's like having that like telekinesis and force lightning battle off or whatever the fuck with Yoda in the duel. Like, absolutely, I love Sidious. My favorite villain is probably Walter White, because I just fucking love Walter White. It's so funny to me seeing him in Breaking Bad. And above that, to me, like, Walter White evolved is Emperor Palpatine. They're one and the same.
All right, next.
All right, best Jedi.
So now, we need any clarification. Now, is this the best character who happens to be a Jedi, or the character that best resembles what a Jedi should be?
I don't fucking know. I'm just gonna say you're.
I would just say encapsulate all that.
All right.
I would. You know what? I think because it does say best Jedi, we have to kind of go what Goldman was saying, though. Like, best encapsulates the Jedi, but like, if you pick, like, let's say you pick Obi-Wan Kenobi. He definitely failed in a lot of ways, but at the end of the day, when it comes to being the Jedi code and like what you would look at for a Jedi, maybe he could be the best. I'm not saying he is, but I could see that.
Did he fail? If it wasn't for him, Luke would have never become a Jedi. And Luke would have
Of course. There's that argument, but also if he did good by Anakin, maybe Anakin would have never had Luke, and then, or Anakin would have never turned to the dark side. So Luke's necessity in the story isn't there. I mean, there's so many what if scenarios with Obi-Wan. So
it's all dependent on someone's point of view.
Exactly. So for me, the best Jedi, I'm going to say Qui-Gon Jinn.
Wow. I thought it was going to be with a loop. That was my choice.
Part of me really wanted to say Luke Skywalker, and I don't want to pull a Lunga, but Luke in The Last Jedi and kind of what happened post him Return of the Jedi, Luke, by a technicality, Luke was not a Jedi until the very end of Return of the Jedi, when he throws down his lightsaber and whatnot, and he beats Vader. Sure, Jedi. But even then, Luke is an amazing Jedi and my favorite character, and more pure than someone like Qui-Gon. But Qui-Gon, to me, his ability to look at the Jedi as a moral code and be like, you know what, like, this is where we're right, this is where we're wrong. He's kind of like a representation of like Stoicism from philosophy in a way, where he really wants to do the morally right thing and can look at the order and say, this is where we're wrong. And people refer to him as like a maverick of that time. To me, that makes him one of the better Jedi. The way he looks at the Force philosophically, and like, it is almost like, you know what, the Force is telling me to train this kid, so I'm going to do it. Like, I don't really care what you guys say, because this is the right thing to do.
The same guy who tried to mind trick everyone to get his way and cheated during a gambling roll of the dice.
Oh, all Jedi do that. Stop it. they all do that. But yeah, I'm with you. I thought I was going to be the only one that said that. But yeah, it's Qui-Gon, because for all the reasons you mentioned. And Luke, even though I said Han and Leia's relationship was ruined for me because of the sequels, I'm not going to say Luke was ruined for me because of the sequels. It's just there wasn't enough of him. I mean, again, if we count all the EU that happened, you know, there's tons of stories with Luke, and this mythology of what Luke Skywalker is after Return of the Jedi grew from all that EU stuff. But we're not using books and media like that. So if we're just going by movies, you know, even if the sequels didn't happen, Luke just became a Jedi, and he wasn't really that great. I mean, he was getting his ass kicked. Let's be fair. You know, Vader, and they both kicked his ass. He was only reason he lived is because his father turned back to the light side. So it's not like he was great. Now, if we're talking about, you know, the optimism and the hope, you know, and the pure of heart. Yeah, he had all those qualities, you know, that would make him the great Jedi we believed he would be. But Qui-Gon, for me, I felt was the total package.
I disagree a bit with the assessment, but I agree with the results.
For me, it's Luke Skywalker, mostly because of The Last Jedi. In the ending of that movie, in an act of nonviolence, he saved the entire resistance and didn't kill a single person. There has never been a moment that's a more true realization of Yoda's teachings than the ending of The Last Jedi. There has not been a single more Jedi moment in all of Star Wars than the end of The Last Jedi.
Huh. You know what? I really wish I could, like, disagree with you. I'm not thinking of anything that is more, I guess, Jedi-like. But I don't think that necessarily redeems him letting his friends and family die and the whole galaxy fall into the state of ruin. It'd be like going back in time and then watching Hitler do his thing and being like, I'll kill him eventually, you know, like I'll make it back. You make it up. But, you know, that's a good point.
You're leaving out the part that he wouldn't have did nothing if it wasn't for Rey to come and
oh, I mean, no, I give Yoda Rey most too. Of the credit. No, Rey has so much. Yeah. In the Rise of Skywalker, Rey's like an awful person. She like Finn's like, Rey, are you okay? She's like, no, I'm having visions of me being a Sith, and then like she wanders off by herself. Listen, I like the character, and I think she has a somewhat compelling story in that movie, but she's not a great Jedi by any means.
So what I do have to ask, why do you think none of us picked Yoda?
Because he's a dumbass in the prequels.
Because his dogmatism is part of the reason the Jedi Order fell.
I argue that the dumbest character in all of Star Wars is prequel Yoda. I hate him. I hate prequel Yoda so much.
I always get upset because when you say that, I'm like, that's George Lucas writing. And a lot of people are like, no, it's actually very smart because it shows the failure of the Jedi. I'm like, no, it doesn't. It's awful writing and you shouldn't like defend it like this or adhere to the story. But I digress. running through our right side.
It can be looked at two different points, right? Because Yoda was the purest representation of the dogmatism of the Jedi Order, right? He was that. But at the same time, he was the dude who kept saying, yeah, you should be training this kid. And was like, nah, let's do it. And I'm telling you, you should be training this kid. Nah, let's do it. I'm saying we really shouldn't train this kid. Nah, let's... Okay. He turned to the dark side. Told you.
The scene that instantly...
Qui-Gon? I guess I have to.
He didn't promise Qui-Gon. Only Obi-Wan promised Qui-Gon. But anyway...
I'm saying, that's why he did it. That's why he was like, oh, sure, whatever.
The one scene that disqualifies Yoda is in Revenge of the Sith when Anakin's like, I'm having nightmares about people I love dying. What should I do? And Yoda's just like, get the fuck over it. That's not what a Jedi should do. He literally says that. He's like,
you little bitch. He says, get over it.
He says, mourn them, do not. Miss them, do not.
Miss them, do not.
He basically says, deal with it.
And he says, let go of everything you fear to lose. And like Anakin's like, Jesus fucking Christ, you know
how hard that's what turned Anakin to the dark side. He's like, shit, these people are awful.
He's basically
going, know you amount of people I have lost. Bitch boy.
900 yoles. Many lovers I have had. God,
man. So yes,
watch them die. I did. Like,
yeah,
poor guy.
Maybe if the prequels didn't exist, you could say Yoda, but no. Oh my god!
All right. So running through the right side, best droid. Me, Lunga say R2-D2. Goldman is saying the one from
AP5.
Best cinematography, unanimously. Last Jedi. Best planet. I picked Coruscant. Lunga, you picked. Yavin 4. Yes, Yavin. And then Goldman picked Naboo. And then we have best friendship. I think, did we all agree on Han and Chewie?
I said Han and Chewie.
Okay. Yeah. Goldman was kind of wavering, but he's like, yeah, but yeah.
Han okay. So that's two unanimouses. All right. Best cinematography, Last Jedi, best friendship, Han and Chewie. Best romance. I said, I think me and Lunga both said Han and, well, no, I said Han and Leia.
No.
He didn't like the, it was
Lunga said Mara Jade. I was going to go with Mara Jade, but I'm with But I'm with Goldman with
Kanan and
Hera and Kanan. Yeah,
Kanan and Hera. Okay, that's a good pick. Best score, I said Duel of Fates. You two were Force theme, and best of villain.
Wasn't Lunga Duel of the Fates?
No, I went Duel of Fates. I said Force theme was close second, but Duel of Fates was
Well, okay. Well, then I mean, at least then like we pretty much all agree like those are the top two at bare minimum. Best villain, all said Darth Vader. Best Jedi is now we have two Qui-Gons and a Luke. Now onto the left side. Now this is where it does get a little more interesting. Best lightsaber duel. My pick. My pick. Return of the Jedi. Darth Vader versus Luke Skywalker. I'm sorry.
Great pick.
I don't care what it is. I don't care how good the choreography is and the Phantom Menace. I don't care about the 14 fucking hour fight between Anakin and Obi-Wan at the end of Revenge of the Sith. Nothing beats the emotion to me. Fucking Return of the Jedi. No, dude, that ending, man. The operatics, it is the one scene George Lucas says that still gives him chills when he watches Star Wars.
That's my pick.
You just can't do it. So, Longa, tell us why we're wrong, and then explain. Tell us why you're wrong.
I'll tell you guys why Longa's wrong.
Okay. The Jedi lightsaber scene with Luke and Vader was great because there was a lot of emotion in it, right? And the music was raising it up, and you feel the emotion of what was happening there. But we are talking about a duel, right? We're not talking about everything that's around it and all the emotion. We're talking about a duel, right? What was the fun, best fight that is Anakin and Obi-Wan in Revenge of the Sith?
Oh, sorry. You that picked fight that
is,
one?
As far as an actual just the lightsaber dueling. The choreography of it and how the movements went and how it looked, that fight scene was the best.
It was worse than the Duel of Fates one.
No, it wasn't. Even Obi-Wan
and Darth.
Yes, it was. This triggered some people. I made a video where I was ranking the lightsaber fights, and that Duel of Fates like relatively low. I think it is so overrated. I like emotion in my fights. There's no emotion.
It is slightly overrated. And yes, you're right. There's absolutely no emotions in the Duel of Fates one, but it is still good. The emotion in Anakin and Obi-Wan's fight is literally the choreographer of the fight himself said, "You forget why they're fighting after 5 minutes." I'm sorry. You lose me when these motherfuckers are swinging on ropes like Tarzan and just kind of tapping each other as they go away. I mean, you could have picked.
I don't forget it at all, because every scene around that was highlighting the hatred that was growing in Anakin. That's what all that was. The lava and everything and the fire. And
from
the
my point of view, the Jedi are evil.
And all the fight lasting that long was just his hatred and his anger growing and growing and growing and growing and growing.
No, which it was in George, contrast, it was is what happened Lucas in Jedi. Growing and it was, growing he started and growing angry,
and he was pushing towards hope, and it was a kind of a reverse scenario. But we're talking about the duel, the choreography, man. Come on, the choreography.
You know, when I think of duel, I think of everything. A duel is not just the clickety clack of lightsabers.
You need some substance to it. You need something that like makes you.
But the word is duel. If the worst part of the scene is the clickety clack part and everything else is good, where are we?
There's swinging the lightsabers inches from each other's face for like a whole fucking minute and being like, "Oh, I'm not hitting you. You're not hitting me."
I'm not saying it's bad in Return of Jedi. It's great. It's a great scene. I love it. It's wonderful. It's not bad. But
if I really wanted
the most exciting duel was.
You know what I should have done? If I really wanted to spark like outrage, I should have said Luke versus Kylo in The Last Jedi.
Jesus Christ. Oh,
God. me and Longo would have been like, we said duel. The lightsabers
didn't hit. And then I'd be like, that's a funny alternate history. I should have went that route. But it's too late.
I'm not lying. So we have a... Wait, Goldman, what did you say yours was?
Oh, the Return of the Jedi one.
Okay. Luke versus Vader. Glad we're agreeing. All right, glad we agree. So 2-1 on that one. Best performance. I'm very curious. I'm surprised.
I'm torn between two.
There's no debate in my mind. Mark Hamill, The Last Jedi. You tell like I cannot think of another actor or performance in the films that has. This isn't like an Oscar-worthy performance, but even what adds to it to me a little bit, maybe this is cheating, is the behind the scenes stuff of him being like, I fundamentally do not understand and disagree with this character. And he still gave that performance. I hate the character in The Last Jedi. I hate what they did to his character, but I cannot act like I didn't believe all of what was happening because of Mark Hamill's performance.
I didn't think his performance that great in it. He felt flat to me, to be honest with you. I had the opposite feeling. To me, it felt like, I don't want to be here. That's what it felt like to me.
I feel like that was the intention, though, because I thought that was the character. Like, when he threw the thing over the cliff, I was like,
even when he was giving her the dice, okay, when he was at his moment of, you know, triumph and I'm here to help, I felt flat to me.
I'm triggered.
Very curious. What about you, Goldman? What's your best performance? Well, actually, wait, no, Lunga, you said you don't like it, but what is your best performance then?
Skip over Lunga show. I understand.
Skip over bad takes.
You know, I honestly, if we're looking at the, you know, 11 movies, I would have to say the best performance for me is Hamill in Jedi.
Okay.
Last Jedi?
Yeah. Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
Fair enough. So for me, it's either Mark Hamill in The Last Jedi or Adam Driver in The Last Jedi. I will go with Mark Hamill.
Can I flip this desk? I don't know if I can.
You can do whatever the fuck you want.
I can't flip it. It's against the
wall. You don't like Adam Driver's performance? I mean, I don't think it's the best out of all the Star Wars stuff.
I'm more mature, but you and Goldman are agreeing that Hamill's performance in The Last Jedi is
I'm
the movies.
You know what?
Star Wars has been known for great acting, okay? So it's not like high bar.
Yeah, it's just it happened in The Last Jedi.
I'm almost surprised none of us even picked Ewan for like Revenge of the Sith, but I think it's because I've seen Ewan in like Moulin Rouge and other movies where I'm like, oh, he just shot. Like, you can tell he was held back so much in the prequels. Like, there's so much more that he could give.
The only performance in the prequels I would say was like actually really good would probably be Palpatine in Revenge of the Sith. Like, I don't think of Obi-Wan in the prequels as a great performance. I mean, he wasn't a bad actor, but I don't think of a great performance, you know?
It was a good performance. I just felt though his character was very limited in scope. You know, he had to be on this blind, you know, focus on one way of doing things, and that's where he was at. So he felt very limited, and it was like very repetitive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like he was like repeating a lot of the same things over and over again. So it's not that his performance per se was bad; it's that the character he was playing was very limiting to where his performance couldn't, you know,
like,
shine.
Like a character like Anakin is a character that could wield a best performance. It just didn't.
If we had the right actor.
but the character like Obi-Wan.
And the right director.
The character like Obi-Wan does not warrant a best performance because there's no scenes in that movie that are really that demanding from an actor's perspective. The one scene, and I don't think this is Ewan's fault, I think this is 100% George's fault, was when Obi-Wan finds out that Anakin turned to the dark side. I hate that scene with the burning passion. Because he looks at the hologram, he sees Anakin killing the Jedi. He's like, it can't be. It can't be. I can't watch anymore. And he's like, send me to kill the Emperor. I will not kill Anakin. And that's like the whole scene. I hate that scene.
Yeah.
It's just, like, Obi-Wan finding out.
A lot of the bad reactions in the prequels, it's fall solely on George. He does not know how to direct emotional scenes.
No. All right. Well, the next one will be best actor. Well, all right. So, we did performance, right?
Best scene.
What
did I say for best performance?
Oh, man.
I said Luke.
You said Luke Last Jedi. I said Luke Last Jedi, and then Lunga said Luke in Return of the Jedi. So
at least Mark Hamill got our awards.
Mark Hamill is apparently the best actor in Star Wars. So best scene.
I got one easily.
This hurts me because I almost want to go back to Return of the Jedi and that lightsaber duel, but I don't know if I could specifically say that is the best scene in Star Wars. I think the best scene is the I am your father reveal. I think that is like when you look back, plot twist in history, the emotion behind it, the building up to that like moment where it's like, I mean, that is such an iconic scene to look back on that everyone knows it. And it also changes everything that we knew about Star Wars at that time of like, wow, like your dad is the most evil man in the galaxy. I think that's the best scene in terms of the shock value and the emotion that can bring, the way it was acted, the way it was done. I'm trying to think of another scene that I'm like, that's better than this.
I'm going to tell you.
Maybe I'll give you maybe my close second, if not almost the equal to this. And it's Luke staring out at the twin sons. That's a close one, but that's a shot. I'm not sure if I can give that like a whole scene kind of thing. All right. But
Longo, what's your pick?
For me is at the end, near the end of Jedi, when Luke does that line where he says, "No, I'm a Jedi like my father before." Mm-hmm. That whole scene was so emotional, and it brought full circle everything that had happened. And his whole journey and what he was trying to do with his father right there and looking at his hand and his father's hand. You know, it was that whole scene to me encapsulates Star Wars and what it means and the character of Luke Skywalker and everything involved around it. That scene is tops for me.
Lunga with a great take. I don't know if this is technically two scenes, but I'm going to say it's one. It would be Vader killing the Emperor and his death. If I had to choose a single scene in Star Wars that represents, I guess, like the themes and what George Lucas wants people to take away from Star Wars, it would be Luke saying, "No, I'm not going to strike down my father," and then Vader redeeming himself because he loves his son. So, and dying.
You mean when a lightning's shining on his face and he's going,
"No, no."
He's just looking back and forth.
Yeah, no, honestly.
Special editions didn't ruin anything.
that's a wonderful scene. It's what I call the Mandalorian level of directing, where just even though someone's wearing a mask, you can totally tell what they're thinking. And no, you don't need to hear him saying no. But yes, it would be Vader's death.
I think you two turned me around on my.
We mentioned he did that with one hand too. He did that with a hand and a stump.
A stump helps. A stump helps.
That must have been really uncomfortable on Palpatine's back. Like, Jesus Christ, the wires going up my ass.
My sciatica!
Palpatine was too focused on transferring his life essence to Exegol.
Oh, shut the fuck up, J.J. Abrams.
Can we mention that they kind of bookended, like, everyone laughs at the whole thing where he was zapping Mace and it was coming back at him and he was just letting himself get fried? He literally did that with Vader, too. Like, and he could have, like, force-jumped or force-lifted himself off.
He could have wiggled a little bit.
Shocking him.
It's not a Star Wars trilogy if Palpatine doesn't electrocute himself.
Yeah, pretty much.
Couldn't he have just force-lifted off of him? Like, he was just holding him. Like, he didn't have a death grip on him.
He was just pressing him. If Return of the Jedi came out today, and, like, that's how Palpatine died, just by, like, getting picked up like that, where he stays like this, too, like... Yeah, he just looks really funny, and then he gets thrown off. Like, that would be pretty bad, but we forgive it because the scene's so great.
That's a good point. I think you guys would have turned me around. I feel like it's disingenuous to change my opinion, but I think you guys have the right take, and I have the wrong on that one. So, best actress, me, bar none, Natalie Portman. To have such a bad fucking script and all that shit, I think she... I'm fucking with you guys. This is not letting now.
I thought I was in crazy land.
You got me.
I'm like, where did I just go to Bizarro World? I'm like, what happened here?
No. Oh god.
He loves Luke as the best performance in Last Jedi, and now it's fucking Natalie Portman. No. I'm in fucking Bizarro World.
No. It's really Gina Carano as
Shut up. Give the actual answer that we know you're gonna give.
I'm kidding. We
the
know
queen of Star Wars.
No, I would say, of course, Carrie Fisher as Leia. She definitely brings. I don't know. It's like gentle to watch her in these movies. Like there is something about her where it's like she's not like a simple like princess, but like, you know, for the time of people like nowadays being like women representation and like strong female characters, she has stood the test of time of not being like this fragile princess character that you have to go rescue. Right. It's like, no, you can kick the door down, but she's going to be the one to shoot her way out of it. Best female actress in Star Wars. And it's almost sad that it's been over 40 years since that movie came out. And there has not been a single female performance or character that I think that has done better than that. Like Ahsoka is up there. I do think that's an unfortunate case, especially with something
Jyn Erso was pretty good. Jyn Erso was pretty good.
No, she wasn't.
Yes, she was.
Yes, she was.
She did a good
job. I didn't.
Yes, she was. No,
that was such a...
To say there hasn't been one, you're wrong. She's not saying she's better than Carrie Fisher, but...
No, yeah, I mean, you don't like her. I'm just saying I did not like her acting in that. The whole, like, this is a rebellion. I rebel. Like,
that was not even in the movie.
Just admit you hate British accents. That's what it is. You hate British accents in Star Wars.
There's a guy in my judo club who, his name is fucking Mark. Guy kicks my ass every Wednesday night, and he has a British accent, and I fucking love him. I think it's great, but I'm not one of these simple Americans.
I didn't hit you too hard there, chap, did I?
Yeah, pretty much. Did I chop you? Well, I'll tell you. Remind me off air a fucking joke he told me, and it's because the British humor is so dry. I thought he was serious when he said this, and it sent me in tears. But okay, Longo, best female actress.
Yeah, Carrie Fisher, hands down. This is one of the things I can say. The sequels didn't ruin her for me, and she was one of the shining parts for me in the sequels. Not counting Return of Skywalker because it was just rotoscoped old footage, but you know, in Force Awakens and stuff, she, you know, did a lot for me. And even in the Force Awakens, sorry, not Rise of Skywalker, Last Jedi, but in Force Awakens, I thought she did really good. And I still felt the same character that was from the original trilogy, just older. You know what I mean? So her acting and the way she played this character through all those movies was just spectacular, and no actress has been able to hold a candle to anything.
Hot take: I actually thought she did not act that well in The Force Awakens, but that is I was hot about take. To say. Goldman, I want to hear.
Yeah, I remember watching The Force Awakens for the first time. I was like, Carrie Fisher is not giving her best performance. She did much better than The Last Jedi, but
yes,
in The Force Awakens, I don't think so.
But Mark Hamill did a great performance, sucking fucking.
Yeah,
16,
absolutely.
Right? Get out
yes.
of here! Stop. Yes. Stop with this insanity.
100%. 100%. I don't know. Maybe this is a hot take. Maybe because this actress had a more demanding role. I'm going to go with Daisy Ridley.
Oh God.
I think she had a more demanding role than Leia did. I think she did a good job.
Okay, you are right. She did have a more demanding role. But even J.J. Abrams said when filming The Force Awakens, listen, he had to tell her, hey, you're being wooden.
The Force Awakens, she's not the best. But in The Last Jedi and The Rise of Skywalker, she does a good job.
No, she checked out in The Rise of Skywalker for me.
She did not check out.
Yes, she checked out.
Bullshit.
Dude, the criticism of her having her mouth open for like emotional scenes and all that stuff, I don't think that was like accurate until I saw The Rise of Skywalker, where she's like, oh, I'm feeling something. Let me... Or even the part where she like thinks she accidentally killed Chewie, like when she like screamed Chewie and all that. Oh my God. And the yell at the Last Jedi when she's doing that battle. I know all the Last Jedi simps and Raylos are like, you slay queen. When I remember cringing audibly in the theater when she was like, ah, and fucking charged in.
I'm sorry. I don't hate this Daisy Ridley. I like her. I do. I think she's a wonderful person. And I think she has a lot of, you know, potential as an actress. And this, you guys may think I'm crazy too, but I thought her best acting of the three films was in the first one. She was more real, more down to earth.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Than she was in the second two. Yeah. She was more. And like he says, as the movies went on, she kept checking out to where it was just like,
it seemed like she stopped trying.
Much time for each scene.
Exactly. I think she got too comfortable.
I don't think so.
We're varying drastically on the actress. Well, no.
Well, Alanda, you both said me.
We'll say Carrie Fisher, but like
I just don't think of Carrie Fisher as a great
different
actress.
Reasons. Sorry. Well, she's not a great actress, but she's the best female actress we have in Star Wars.
My issue isn't that Daisy sucks. It's how you can put her performance as Rey Skywalker over Princess fucking Leia.
Like what's Leia?
There's like, no way you can compare those two performances.
I don't think of a scene from Leia. I'm like, wow, that's a really well acted scene. I just don't get any
what?
Scene. What's like
when she takes the gun and basically saves them and blows get them in there? Would she like all
or
the shit
just,
she does?
The simple iconic one where she's like, "Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope." That dialogue is iconic for a reason, and like, it is very well acted when you see the whole thing played out, or even her love scene with Han when they're kissing in
the love
Falcon
scene with Han. I'll give
time.
You that, but no,
so well acted. Or what about when she saved
Jedi?
Han? She's like
when she was talking to Han when Han thought she wanted to be with Luke.
Yeah,
yes, that's a good one too.
I don't think Fantastic Four is when I think of Leia.
I will say this. One bad scene with her is when Luke leaves and then Han comes in and he's like, oh, you won't tell me, but you'll tell Luke, huh? And she's like, that part's kind of eh. But like, for the most part, I think she did the solid job.
I remember she was what? She was 18 to 20 something in those three movies. And she was 18 in Star Wars.
Don't tell Harrison that.
He knew. He didn't give a shit. Yeah. Matter of fact, probably that might have been one of the reasons.
Yeah, yeah. But so probably he was like, "How old are you?" Oh, okay.
I 70s. I stand by my pick.
Firm but fair. All right, best actor, some male. I don't know why I was saying female actress, like actresses. So best actor in Star Wars.
I got my
damn. Pick. I'm having to think. You know what? Yeah, I need a minute. Go ahead, Goldman. We'll go from the bottom to top.
Adam Driver.
Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill's a close second, but I'm gonna go with Adam Driver.
Adam Driver was great. I would say he's a close second or third, but Hamill.
Man, I feel like it's generic for me to go Hamill because part of me really does want to go Ewan, but he hasn't. Out of the three movies that he was in for Star Wars, none of them were like, that's perfect. Yeah, I guess. Actually, you know, I think I might throw. Bit of a curveball, but maybe I can't. I was gonna say Pedro Pascal, but I was like, you know what? A lot of those Mandalorian scenes are filmed without him. That kind of draws me back a little bit. But I mean, even the scenes that he's in, if I really wanted to be a bit of a prick, I would put Bill Burr. That scene with him in the Rick Famuyiwa episode at the end of season two. Oh, yeah, you know that. Oh my god.
You know what's an underrated pick? I would put up there. Sam Witwer is Darth Maul.
That's different. It's voice acting, but you're right. It's, I mean, I would. It is still acting. It is its own form, and it's very good. All right, but now we get to the top three. These are going to be the hard ones.
What's your pick? Is it Mark Hamill?
Oh, yeah, Mark Hamill. I guess okay. I'll simp out for it. All right, best TV series.
I guess.
Might as well. Yeah, all right. best TV series. This is an easy pick for me. It is The Mandalorian. I have not seen anything that is more quintessential Star Wars since the original films pretty much came out. I mean, I wasn't alive for it, but I mean, they represent that to me more than anything else. And I got more emotion out of the Mandalorian season 2 finale than I got out of any of the Star Wars movies that I've seen in the past 20 years. So that easy pick for me, Mandalorian. Perfect.
I like you say past 20 years and you're what, 22 years old?
You need to shut your whore mouth, all right?
Being the elder statesman of Tatooine, I actually have been alive when all these things happened. I will say, it's The Mandalorian. The Mandalorian has been so damn good. Not only does it encapsulate what Star Wars is, it's also an extremely well-written series, even if you're not a Star Wars fan. An extremely well-acted series, and an extremely well-directed series with all these wonderful directors that are part of it. And so just not just the Star Wars element, which is the main thing, but even everything else, it's just, it's like my co-host Yellow keeps saying this, it's the best Star Wars thing made to date, like better than any of the movies, better than anything. And it's, while my nostalgia wants to push against that, it's hard to disagree because if you think about all the nitpicks we have with the original trilogy, with the prequel trilogy, with the sequel trilogy, and the Mandalorian almost 90% goes over all of that.
It's refined in a way.
Well, I would be more on board for The Mandalorian if the Book of Boba Fett didn't derail the finale of season two.
Okay, but that's different. Wait a minute. You can't do that.
You're going to sit here and tell me that the sequel trilogy can't ruin Luke Skywalker. But you're going to say it didn't. The Book of Boba Fett, which just had some Mandalorian stuff in it.
No,
the difference is so long. We didn't like the results of Book of Boba Fett and like the choices it made impacting a Mandalorian. He likes what The Last Jedi did with Luke.
Yes.
So that's why he feels this way.
Well, no, it's not so much like the Book of Boba Fett. It's just I know maybe this is not fair that when Mandalorian season 3 begins, Grogu and Mando will be together and it will. not ruin, but severely undermine the finale of season two, and that is that does damage to me. It's unfortunate.
Okay, but anyway, yeah,
I don't feel that. While I agree with you, I don't feel that ruins the series.
Exactly. That's where I'm at.
I think it derails the trilogy. Kind of ruined his whole.
Okay, just because it derails the finale, does that take it from like your number one pick and replace it with something else?
My number one pick is Rebels.
Oh my God. Come on.
I would have to pick Clone Wars over fucking Rebels.
I'm surprised you're not picking Bad Batch, Longa.
I would pick Visions over Rebels, arguably.
I am like, such a Rebels shill. Like, it is some of my favorite Star Wars. Like, ever. Oh, man.
Clone Wars. Is he becoming a stereotype, Longa? What are we going to do with
Clone Wars? Clone Wars has higher highs than Rebels. But for me, Rebels is overall better.
You know, I will argue that Rebels has that consistency to it that Clone Wars does not.
Mando is a very close second, and then Clone Wars is third. And then there's like a gigantic drop-off between Bad Batch and Boba Fett. But I'm going Rebels. Honestly, if the Book of Boba Fett didn't happen, I think Mando might be number one.
Oh, that's not. I don't think that's fair, but I understand. I don't think that's fair.
It's just the ending of the Mandalorian season two, I thought was top five best scenes in all of Star Wars. I can't say that anymore.
No, I think you can still say it. Best director. This is where we get into the harder, controversial things. I mean, you know what? And I will throw this in. We should be allowed to include directors from the shows like Mandalorian.
Yeah.
So we're factoring that in as well. And
so hard.
That does make it hard because I have two people who are clashing and one of them is like
just in one show you have like three or four contenders.
yes, but
Robert Rodriguez easily.
Oh man, that made my hands tremble.
You got jokes.
Yeah, I think that's funny.
I got jokes. Yeah,
the new fucking Joker in the Batman movie over here. I'm going with. I feel like this is going to be a stereotype on my part. Irvin Kershner. I mean, that guy really captured the feel and the look of Star Wars. He made it. What I really like about Empire Strikes Back compared to A New Hope in terms of the directing style is A New Hope really does make you feel like you're in a galaxy far, far away. But Empire Strikes Back takes you to other planets and still makes you feel that way. Like, it still expands it in such a fine way. And the emotion, the love scenes, like a lot of the decision making, something as simple as Han saying, "I know," instead of "I love you too." Those were choices made by the director, Irvin Kershner. And that's why I think bar none, he is the best director. If I had to pick another one, I would probably put Jon Favreau up there just because of the entire role that he has captured as the showrunner for The Mandalorian. But also the one episode he did direct at the beginning of Mandalorian season two, when the frame expanded and that entire episode itself was very well directed. So I can't say that John is my number two. I think Rick Famuyiwa would probably end up being that pick, but Irvin Kershner is my number one, almost hands down.
Longo?
Yeah, okay. So Irvin Kershner definitely gets honorable mentions because I will say this. If it wasn't for him, Star Wars would not have been Star Wars. That it probably, if it would have been left up to George, it probably would have died after Empire. Maybe gotten a Jedi, but it probably wouldn't have been as great as it would. So I would say that we definitely owe him a gratitude for giving us arguably the best Star Wars movie ever made. And, you know, making the franchise what it is. However, I am tied. When it comes to Mandalorian, they have such talent on there with directors and such vision. And I am seriously, seriously tied between, I would say, Bryce Dallas Howard and Deborah Chow. And Fumiawa also is kind of thrown in there. Favreau too, but he's more on the writing end, I would say, to me, more than directing. I would say it's like Deborah Chow and Bryce Dallas Howard, almost neck and neck. And Rick, like, right on her, hot in her tails.
See, for me, I have two. And after that, there's a huge drop-off. Number one, I would have to say is Irvin Kershner. I agree. I think Empire is a wonderfully directed film, has the best performances of the original trilogy, and that has to do with directing. So yeah, I would go with Irvin Kershner as my number one. And you know, I want to throw I was so close to saying my boy RJ, but he's gonna
Rick
be number
James?
Two.
For, I didn't know Rick James.
He's gonna be number Rick two.
Rick James, bitch.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
But no, I will go with Irvin Kershner as best director.
Jesus, I don't think Goldman has ever said anything that has made me smile so fucking hard.
I'm not, listen, I like The Last Jedi, but I
know you do, but I like I'm
the
sequels. Just,
like, the original trilogy is my Star Wars. The sequels.
If you made the argument to me that Rian Johnson is a better director than Irvin Kershner, I wouldn't say you're wrong. Like I don't think I could objectively be like, you know what, you're just wrong. Like he did Empire, he did like. I literally watched the Fly episode of Breaking Bad today. I mean, Rian Johnson is a really great director. I disagree with a lot of his decisions story-wise, but an amazing director.
Here's the other thing, too, we got to take in consideration. Let's think about this. Other than Empire, I mean, Irvin Kershner's done a lot of shit, right? But it's not like it was anything spectacular.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
This whole list, we're under the assumption we're just looking at these people's work.
Yeah, yes, Star right. Wars. Just Star Wars.
Best actress would probably go to Natalie Portman then if we're talking about all the work, but we're not talking about Natalie Portman. We're talking about her, about Padme. So no, we wouldn't say Natalie Portman.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I would say Irvin Kershner.
Again, what I'm saying is I'm not saying I'm looking at all their other work, but I'm looking at what they bring to it. And that's why someone like Bryce Dallas Howard and Deborah Chow and Fumiyawa, I think, bring more to this. They bring more vision to it. Kershner almost felt like, okay, George, you're gonna fuck this up, so let me just help you out here. That's what it felt like to me.
Maybe.
And again, not taking away what he did to Star Wars, because he made the greatest Star Wars movie ever of all the movies, it hands down. I just see much more with these other directors in longevity
I don't think I could pick any of the Mandalorian directors. The Mandalorian's a great show. It's well directed, but I don't think of the Mandalorian as something that's like, wow, this is amazing directing. I just don't see it. Like, I think that the Irvin Kershner with Empire, and to a slightly lesser extent Rian Johnson with The Last Jedi, is an overall better directing job than what the Mandalorian's done.
Even though you hated what happened in Book of Boba Fett, that Bryce Dallas Howard thing with Mandalorian,
that one shot, that one long shot,
was one of the greatest directed episodes of anything Star Wars I'd ever seen. It was so fucking good.
And she did two other episodes, and I thought those two other episodes were fine.
Yeah,
that's the problem with her, is that like the other episodes are like, for me, Rick Famuyiwa was consistently like, I love your directing and I think you're amazing. But anyways, the last category, and I think this is going to be the easiest one for us all, because Lunga literally just said his pick. Best film, bar none, Empire Strikes Back. Lunga, Empire Strikes Back.
Yep.
Goldman.
Yep. Empire Strikes Back.
And we have a unanimous decision by knockout.
Although
Empire Strikes Back.
If I was actually voting, I'd vote for The Last Jedi, just so it gets
more points. I know you fucking.
You got to play the game
because you're a troll. That's why
I'm not a troll. I want some Last Jedi love for the Oscars. So yes, I would be biased.
Yeah, at the expense of Empire Strikes Back, though. Come on,
at the expense of my integrity and honor. Yes.
All right. Let's get to the results by the people. We'll go through like the results, and then it has like the top three.
Okay, we see best story and best planet, but before I want to guess what I think most people said before you show them.
Oh Jesus Christ!
Let me go quick. Well, I saw best story is R2. We'll do it one at a time. So before we do best planet, I'll just say, I think it was this, and then you'll show. Is that fair? You don't have to.
I see what you mean. But I don't even know what order they're going to do it in. That's the problem.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to scroll up and you're already going to know.
Fine. Never mind then. But
all right,
best droid is R2. Fine. All right, just keep on going up. You know what I said.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Best droid, R2-D2. That doesn't surprise me at all. No. Next one's best planet, Coruscant.
I believe it.
Best score, Duel of Fates.
I believe it.
That doesn't surprise me much. I feel like that's popular enough, and like we all liked it enough. Best Jedi, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That doesn't surprise me. There's a lot of prequel love out there.
Yeah, do you think though the lead up to the series kind of like?
Yeah, I do. Though. And also Clone Wars. Like, if you go off of him in the movies alone, that's not fair because you know what? Sometimes I think of Obi-Wan Kenobi, and I think completely. I only think of Ewan McGregor's Obi-Wan, right? Yeah. Because then there's Ben Kenobi, and Ben Kenobi in the original trilogy is a great Jedi. Yeah. So,
and to be honest with you, the reason why so many people love Anakin so much is not necessarily Hayden, is because of Clone Wars.
Oh, easy. Clone Wars is fantastic. Then I bet you Hayden Christensen is going to win Best Actor, and I'm going to get triggered. But anyway.
Oh, dude, I don't even want to spoil it for you, but Best Villain, Darth Vader. Come on.
Good pick.
Easy. We all voted that, or you guys did, and I was wrong.
What? Best Director, George. What?
What do you mean? What? How are you surprised?
No. You know. This is just nostalgia and love of Lucas because he created Star Wars.
Well, because I'm pretty confident if you asked most like people who voted in this poll who directed Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, they would be like George Lucas.
I bet you know, like maybe half of the people who voted know who Irvin Kershner is, and I bet you like 10% of people know who Richard Marquand is.
Oh God, yeah. Someone put in the chat about like best director, and they were like honorable mention Richard Marquand, and I was like, I don't know about that one.
No, but George Lucas basically shadow directed Return of the Jedi, so
yeah, it's not a good thing. Marquand said it was like directing King Lear with Shakespeare in the room, which geez, you can only imagine the pressure.
Yeah, but again, Jedi happened the way it happened because of Empire, because of Kershner, you know. So
because it was a reaction to a reaction,
right.
Best romance is Han and Leia. I think that's that was expected. Best friendship, Han and Chewbacca. I think we all picked that, right? Yeah. Well, I think one of us picked something different. I can't remember. Oh no, we were all unanimous on that. We were all unanimous on that and the film, and then
I am vindicated.
Prequel love again.
By the prequel shills out there, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not a prequel lover though. I'm an original trilogy guy.
I know. You justified. All right, but this upsets me a little bit. This show, come on,
Clone Wars,
man. Yeah,
you know, but there's a lot of childhoods wrapped up in that though.
I mean, you're talking to two people who are 22 and 23 years old.
There's people under 30s that were watching that.
Well, not only that, like the Clone Wars captures so much and it goes on for so long. There's so like Mortis is probably one of my favorite Star Wars stories in the entire. So it's like it has so many highs and lows that like the highs, especially like the ending, the season 7. That was cinematic in a way. So, I mean, it's not like it's a wrong pick. It's just kind of like it's almost generic or it feels without thought.
Yeah.
Best actor, Carrie Fisher.
There was a lot of people who were in their early 20s, mid-20s that were watching Clone Wars. It's not just
– I would be one of them if I was that age. So
likewise. All right. Best actress, Carrie Fisher. I think we all knew that. And then Goldman.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, not a great pick, but, I mean –
I think the Obi-Wan series is kind of
at least
these polls have a lot of prequel influence.
At least Last Jedi got one Oscar. Well, I'll take
it's the one we all picked.
Yeah. I'm just glad that the people aren't that biased. Okay.
All right. So we have the final three, which I imagine is best film, best scene, and maybe lightsaber duel. I think we're gonna do the lightsaber duel.
Actually,
performance.
This
set me off, man. I mean,
come on.
This is like pathetic. This is like sympathy points.
This is sympathy vote easily.
Yes, this is like, I feel bad for you, and like I think you're underrated, even though he's not. He's properly rated.
It's revisionist history. Now I will say this: he was bad in him. Okay, he was also very young. And new to acting, and compounded with you had a director that didn't know how to fucking direct those.
Wasn't he 19 when he started in Attack of the Clones? I mean, you talk about a young age to get into acting, especially with
seasoned good director, they could have maybe molded more out of him.
In Revenge of the Sith, I honestly don't think he's awful. I think he's okay in Revenge of the Sith.
He does better. He certainly does better.
But in Attack of the Clones, he's bad, man. He's bad.
I just can't believe they gave him best performance. It's like,
Everyone's thinking about the end of Revenge of the Sith. That's what they're going with.
There's nothing in the end of Revenge of the Sith that even makes me think like this is close. Like
you turned her against me.
Ooh, yeah, you got me so fucking scared. Get out of here. You want to take her from me?
Oh, don't make me best kill scene. You.
Oh, this is bad. Oh, I think this is so bad. The best scene is Darth Vader.
Oh, my God. In the hallway. Listen, it's great. It is great. It's Easter eggy. It's nostalgia. It hits all the, you know, triggered buttons. But come on. It's not. There's so many better scenes than that.
No, I think seeing if Revenge of the Sith is best movie, I'm gonna get so triggered.
Oh, Goldman, I am so sorry. Best film.
Come on!
Revenge of the Sith. What did you expect? Hayden got the best.
This does not make sense.
Ewan got the best actor.
With honestly, like, honestly, with all this prequel shilling, I'm surprised The Last Jedi got best cinematography. I'm shocked.
Well, because you know, at that point, like you're almost being disingenuous, I think, if you say The Last Jedi is the number one.
Oh, you're saying like, that's like the best Star Wars movie?
I think people voted. Ah, we got to throw a bone to make him like, you know, yeah, we just love Star Wars. Let's throw a bone. Reasonable. So that way, when we pick Revenge of the Sith, we're like, hey, we picked Last Jedi for cinematography.
Dude, these top three. I like all three of these picks for the like the main ones: best film, best scene, best performance. I mean, this literally makes me not want to be a Star Wars fan sometimes. Like the fandom was turned into this. Like, wow, is this what we value?
We got gatekeeper only over here.
Yeah, I'm becoming a gatekeeper. And it makes me. Oh, I feel like such a piece of shit for
listen,
it.
And with if you think about it, if this was 2010, like, and these were the results, people would get bullied beyond belief. You cannot tell me that like the sequels won't be beloved in 15 years if we're getting these results now compared to what the prequels were, depending on the prequels were 10 years ago.
Oh, but no, the prequels weren't that hated.
So do you think Palpatine will be agreeing with all this? I think he'd be okay with Revenge of the Sith.
I don't know. He upsets me sometimes with his fucking takes. He'll be like... I'll be honest. Sometimes I see him tweet things and I'm like, fuck you.
Listen, I'm sure some of my takes upset the both of you, and the two of you make me upset with your takes. This is the Tatooine show, is it not?
No, but when Palpamim says only thing the that Rise upset of Skywalker
me was
one,
best like, performance, fucking Luke in The Last Jedi. That was what triggered me. Yeah, but that's the only one that triggered me.
Oh, I don't know if any of your picks triggered me.
No, your pick triggered me with the droid and the fucking
AP5. That's just he's objectively the best droid. He's literally he's Squidward in Star Wars.
That didn't even trigger me. That is a typical Goldman response. It's just like right there on par for him. So
all right. So they did us the courtesy of giving us a top three of every single category. So the top three for the planets was Coruscant at 24%, Naboo at 22%. So I mean that was a solid, and then Tatooine number three. I'm surprised. Anybody wants to go to Tatooine. That?
Really?
Yeah. Best score, top three, Duel of Fates, Binary Sunset. I think that's the one with Luke. Like walking out and all that. Imperial March, number three.
All right.
These are all really good picks. Yeah. Best Jedi, Obi-Wan at 40%, Luke Skywalker 17%, Ahsoka at 13%. That's Qui-Gon didn't even get close.
Well, we are realizing that overrated. It's a lot of prequel lovers here. That's literally...
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, Qui-Gon's a prequel character. What are you talking about?
Wait, you know what? I'm surprised. I'm gonna say I'm kind of surprised to not see Anakin up here because even though he's killed and did all that crap, I really thought the prequel fans would have been like, he's still a good Jedi though. I mean, he killed the Sith. But I got lucky. Best romance, Han and Leia destroy the competition, 36%. But Hera and Kanan got 20%. That's solid, and they just barely beat. The couple that should not even be on this list.
No, let's be real. They ran out of options. Who else are you going to put on there? Rey and Kylo?
Literally anybody
else.
That's
romance.
There's no other romance.
Fucking romance.
Literally anybody else.
What other romance could you put?
I don't care. You could put R2 and C-3PO. This is not... He kills her at the end. This is if you voted for this, you are like victim blaming almost. Like you are part of the system. Like, what the fuck? All right, best friendship, Han and Chewie, 20%.
Anakin,
this, God damn it, 19%. Anakin and Obi-Wan. That rubs me the wrong way. That's not a friendship, okay? That is also toxic. Like, he spent the first in the second movie, he's like, he's holding me back, and he like throws a rock at a can or something like that. Like,
he's overly critical. He never listens. Yeah. He doesn't understand.
Oh,
no. Not fair.
Oh my god! All right, R2-D2 and C-3PO at 18%. That's fine. Best lightsaber duel. Obi-Wan Anakin, 56%. 56%. What is this? Ahsoka and Maul at 11%, and then Qui-Gon, Obi-Wan, and Maul at 11% as well. That is
Ahsoka and Darth Maul was pretty damn good too, though, man.
It was. So. I take that fight over any of the ones in the prequels.
Yeah, okay, I can see that. Yeah, but this whole ranking is a tragedy, in my opinion. Best TV show series. This one doesn't really surprise me that much. 45% Clone Wars, 38% The Mandalorian.
If those weren't the top three, I was gonna throw a fit. Like, if Bad Batch or Boba Fett was thrown in there somehow, I would have punched something.
There's not that many more series, to be honest with you. Bad Batch and Boba Fett.
I know, but like, it had to be those three.
The disrespect
what,
you guys
what
were
was that kid
Star
thing
Wars
with
Visions.
The sequel trilogy
Star characters? Where is the love for Star Wars Visions? Okay?
Resistance is hot garbage.
Yeah,
I know, but
Visions is the shit.
Listen, I'm not surprised. Like, I think it's what the Crawling Chaos said, that I totally believe that is possibly true, and I wouldn't be surprised if they threw like Bad Batch a bone.
Nostalgia is huge, but what about Visions? What about Visions? Where would you put this?
Here's the thing. Visions was great, but I don't think people look at it like a series because it's an anthology.
Yeah.
And B, there's not a lot of Star Wars fans, especially older Star Wars fans, that are like anime fans. So a lot of them probably didn't even check in for it. You know what I mean? So
yeah, that's a good point. Best performance, we have Hayden at number one with 27% of the vote. Ewan at number two with 23%. Okay. Mark Hamill being thrown a bone for The Last Jedi at 10%.
Fine. At least I'm happy Last Jedi got some respect. But like,
Wait a minute.
What?
It's not even Mark Hamill from the original trilogy.
No, his
performance last time was
fuck.
Take off your glasses and realize the truth here.
No. I'm gonna take a hot bath after this. Okay, I'm gonna take like about 4 or 5 ibuprofen. I'm just gonna lay down the tub, put a rag over my head, and I'm just gonna lay there for the rest of the night.
We all know that Forrest Whitaker should have won for his performance and won. Boggle it.
Did you come here? To kill me?
Oh, that's amazing.
The best is amazing. When Star Wars only said he looks at him, Bodhi Rourke, freeze.
Book it!
Yep. I love it. All right. Best cinematography, number one, Last Jedi at 32%. Number two, Rogue One at 27%. And number three, Revenge of the Sith. The prequel shouldn't even be, and it's not even shot on film, so shouldn't even be in the
running. Phantom Menace was shot on film.
You know, that's a good point. It was. Most of it. The only part of it that wasn't is the lightsaber scenes. Anything that like they fight, like basically the entire Duel of Fates thing. Yeah, because of the Lucas wanted to use as much digital effects he could in that. So once he found out he could do that with at least a lightsaber fight, he was like, everything's clearer in this than the rest of the film. So now we're just going to be putting it on actual digital cameras. And then someone was like, "Oh, George, it's not film anymore." And he's like, "Well, they're not cinema, bitch." And he won. All right, best Star Wars scene, which Vader's rampage in the hallway at 18%. Execute Order 66 is 15% at number two. How is that number two? Like that's in the binary.
At least a cool scene. It's something that people have been waiting to see for the longest time. They wanted to see it. What happened when a Jedi would destroy? So yeah, I understand the sentiment behind it. But come on.
I honestly think Order 66 is one of the most overrated scenes. Because if you don't watch the Clone Wars, in your mind, it's just like, what, the clones are going to turn on the Jedi and kill them all? They just decided to change their mind.
You don't care about any of the Jedi either. I mean, I remember before the Clone Wars came out as a kid, I was like, you know what, this is really cool. But I think, I remember a criticism I had. I was like, you know what, I really wish like I actually just saw these Jedi interact with like Anakin and Obi-Wan, since they're the main characters, a little bit more, to care about them a little bit more. Like seeing the librarian die in Order 66, if it was in live action, I think you would feel a little bit different because of her interaction with Obi-Wan in Attack of the Clones. Not by much, but you at least have some establishment with her character.
Yeah, but we did see a lot of Jedi die in that scene. I mean,
we don't know any of them.
We saw Ki-Adi Mundi, which was fine, but like all he says is like, your thoughts dwell on your mother. And that's really it. Yes, like there's not a lot that makes you connected to these Jedi when they're passing away. That's the issue, in my opinion. On to the best film, top three. Number one, Revenge of the Sith at 43%. I mean, literally just blew out the competition, bar none. And number two,
got second, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, at 27.
Triggered.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what else do you think would have been there from the Star Wars fandom? No,
I should expect just the three original trilogy movies.
Like, well, I would expect that for like, I feel like if we're going based off of like merit or something, but some of these do feel like a popularity contest at times. Oh, but maybe honestly, but maybe we're getting enough days.
Channels. I mean, who follows Star Wars stuff? I bet you it's mostly prequel people. You know what I mean? So
is that everything?
36,000 followers. Do I know these people? Followers, I know. All right. Anywho, yes, that is the that is the Star Wars Oscars, and it was properly reviewed and dismantled and uplifted by your host of the Chat
Tony Show. I can't wait until I'm a bigger YouTuber, and then when I do these Oscars, I'm gonna send all my minions to vote like praise Last Jedi just to bombard the polls.
You're also disingenuous. The moral superior Star Wars only would simply just be like, go vote. Just go vote. We all know.
Now, how did you not mobilize people, Star Wars only? Huh?
Who's gonna retweet? That's enough.
I'm gonna mobilize the Last Jedi shows. Next year it's gonna happen. Maybe 2 years from now, when I have a million subs, that's what's gonna happen.
I think you
maybe
can do
20
it.
Years from now, when people my age are like dying and dead.
20 years, aren't you in your 40s?
That. Yeah, you got some time, Bubba.
I said maybe. I said, okay, I didn't say I'm going to be dead. I'm 47. Okay? In 20 years, I'll be 67. That's, jeez, you know
I remember when I worked at I worked at a retail store, and there was this guy. We pulled up, and it was his birthday. And we were like, hey, come take a break with us, Tony. Tony turned 50 that day, hopped in our car, smoked my blunt, and then walked out. Like, didn't even say thank you. And I remember telling him, I was like, Tony, he's like, y'all didn't wish me happy birthday. I was like, how old are you turning, Tony? He's like 50. I was like, damn, Tony, halfway done. How's it feel? And so longer in that's 3 years. Generous,
but you see, Tony is my generation, Gen X, okay? Which in this whole culture war thing, we're the ones that like get completely glossed over. It's the boomers versus the millennials and now the Gen Zs, right? And like the Gen X ones are like completely glossed over, which makes sense because we were latchkey kids. We were the forgotten generation. We were the ones just left at home to fend for ourselves, who just went out and did all these crazy things, who ate fucking dirt and fucking played in fucking construction sites.
Hey,
I
ate dirt.
You know, yeah, but our parents didn't say it was bad. They didn't care. You know, it was just we just left to our own devices. You know what I mean? So that's why we're like this hardened, and it's like, yeah, fuck your feelings. We don't care.
Yeah, you feel like that, long guy. All the Karens on Facebook your age don't feel like the fuck your feelings. They're like, fuck my feelings.
I feel the Karens you see are, well, yeah, some of them are around my age, but those are different. Those were the pampered bitches. Those are the pampered
good
people.
They very good point.
Yeah.
Star Wars only and I have the best generation of the strongest, smartest, most mentally toughest people.
The same generation as my kids. I would have to disagree, but that's okay.
I genuinely wish I was never born. I hate my son.
That's dark. And he's older than you. He's 28. Yeah. But he's like, you know.
I think we're entering the new generation, though. Like, Gen Z's over. Technically, the next one started.
I don't even want to think about it.
Well, they're all little kids. The next generation is like my stepson. He's like 13.
It's all repeating itself. I see kids with mullets, and I'm like, actually, Jesus.
We're Star Wars only and I are Zoomers. And then there's, oh my God. You know what's the generation called as of 2013? It's called Generation Alpha.
Wait, what generation? Like, when are these people
they're
born?
Hoping for
like,
a new start.
So millennials are 1980 to 1994. Gen Z is 95 to 2012, and then
what? Wow, that's so long.
And then Generation Alpha it says 2013 to 2015. No, 2013 to 2025. Sorry.
Okay, I was about to. I mean, all right. I mean, shit.
And there's and there's Lunga, the Lost Generation of 1914.
Yep.
1914. Jesus Christ.
Back in 1908.
Oh man, you remember fucking where Hoffa was buried, and you were there when Capone got arrested.
Wow, Jesus Christ! Okay, I was born in 74, guys. Slow down. I was three when Star Wars came out. All right.
Makes me sad. My mom wasn't even alive when Star Wars came out. You fucking really? Old.
My mom was born like in 78. My mom was born in 62.
Your mom is younger than Marie. Marie was born in 85.
Yeah.
God, age is a bitch. I cannot wait to be 30 and Lunga try to give me some advice about living my 30s, and then ultimately pull
out. I'll get the first. You know, speaking of young kids, what about Palpamimus? Isn't he like 15?
Listen here, Trent. I'm going to bash you upside the head with my cane if you don't listen up.
At 30, I would like to have a cane. I really would. It's but that depressing. Is all the time. Well, I mean, I've been doing martial arts since I was 9. I'm sure my hips are going to be gone by then. And I don't know. I'd be the guy with the cane and like the cane. I had a friend who had a cane at 40 or something, and he pressed something on it, and a sword came out. It's the coolest fucking thing in the world. Just like that. Yep. His was a little longer, but just like that. Those are technically illegal, but you never tell anybody about it.
Scrums are highly inefficient.
Yeah,
I know, but it's a showpiece, man. What do you want?
Yeah, he's not gonna walk around.
I want practicality. Someone's robbing your house. You're using that to defend yourself.
Practicality and deception, powerful.
Someone's robbed my house. I just fucking hit him. I just hit him with the fucking heavy end of it. I don't have to worry about the sword part.
I'm taking if someone's robbing my apartment, I'm taking Anduril, you know, the Sword of the King from Lord of the Rings. That's what I'm using.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, shit. That's an impressive one.
I think one.
That's a huge fucking sword.
Like,
too.
No, like one, yeah, one stab. Weighs more than me. One stab, I'll be able to kill someone, but after that, it'll probably break because it's a rob. Yeah.
No, I mean, yeah. One stab, the thing's so heavy, getting it out of the person's body.
Either that, I'll walk out there, but I'll be hiding behind Claude. So they'll be like, who the fuck is this?
Who the fuck is that guy?
And a sword just comes out of Claude's gut.
And he has that same fucking look on his eyes. He's just soulless.
As the guy's bleeding out on the ground, I'm just gonna like put Claude like right over him, so that the last thing he sees is this giant
slug. And those little squinty eyes are just looking down at him.
And then I'll start like tickling his face with Claude's tentacles too.
That's how the anime
giant penis
starts.
Killed you.
No, God.
Very things that'd be worse than seeing a Claude as your last thing alive.
Yeah, imagine they've never seen Star Wars either. Like, imagine this is someone who doesn't even know English.
Well, I bet you 95% of people who have seen Star Wars still have no clue who he is.
That's a good point.
Well, he was in movies less than Boba
Fett. You know what's really triggering me? Apparently recently, like, Claude has become a huge meme on like Tumblr or whatever. Like, huge. And like it's been going on for like a month now where my video all Claude scenes has been getting so many views. And like, I want credit. Like, I'm the original Claude guy. Not like this new wave of Claude support. No. I'm the OG. You know, the Claude squad has been here for 2 years now. I want my respect.
I'm surprised Tumblr is still
okay. You Claude hipster.
Yeah, hey, I hated The Last Jedi before it was cool. All right,
Claude's in The Rise of Skywalker. So, never mind. I got you. All
right. You're good. All right, that is all the time we have. Thank you guys for tuning in for the Star Wars Oscars. Leave us your votes in the comment section below when the stream is over. Don't forget to like, follow us on Twitter, Instagram. All the good stuff. Everyone's links in the description below. We also got the books, of course, 15% off if you use Star Wars Saga. I'm not sure if there's any new books out like recently, but worth the check, man. You can do it for like Harry Potter books too, Game of Thrones. Get yourself some food. I don't care. Just use the code. Save yourself some money. It doesn't make us any money. They stopped paying us, I think, almost immediately when we said something negative about Lucasfilm. But that's okay. They still throw you guys a bone. But until next time, my friends, we'll see you guys next time. I just realized that was like the bad
end of broadcast.
This is end the real broadcast. Outro.